Now, this thing here, I need to keep adjusting the slide every year. So 2009, the value should not be 380 ppm, it should be 386 ppm. And so this is a moving target. You can see the increase due to industrialization has been quite consistent. It looks like a very steady curve here. This is the data from one or lower, showing the year on the x-axis, the carbon dioxide concentration on the y-axis. The small fluctuations then are the seasonal fluctuations. In summertime, you get a lot of photosynthesis, so the carbon dioxide concentration drops. This is in the temperate climate. In temperate climates, everything shuts up shop in the winter, so then you've got a dominant respiration term. The background increase is due to fossil fuel combustion for power, for vehicle transport, etc. It's also due to cement manufacture. Does anybody remember from first year what the nature of cement was? Yeah. Yeah. There's some silicate. There's some alumina silicate and there's some alumina ferrates in there. But the key is the first one that you said, you make it using limestone. And as a result, all of that CO3 2 minus is turned into CO2. So around Cairns then, you know, you just look at how many concrete block buildings there are in Cairns. I mean, nearly everything that's built at the moment is concrete block. No, I'm not sure which individual thing dominates, but my gut feeling is going to be the coal. We've got so many monster coal-fired power stations here. Agriculture in terms of knocking down trees and stuff, or? That side would be small. It would either be deforestation, which you can regard as a sort of a semi-agricultural sort of industry. That is a monster one. There's a huge amount. This is one of the really big players is deforestation in the tropics and the Amazon and stuff. And Southeast Asia is huge. All of that standing biomass. Yeah, it's huge. Basically, that standing biomass and carbon, which is not available in the atmosphere, you knock it down, the bugs just rip it straight apart. It's all in the atmosphere. In a big pulse. So, and it's, yeah, so they just trash it immediately. So as a result, well, you've got something like, you know, a cropland there, or maybe you've got a savanna. Most of the rainforest just ends up as savanna after they burn it and do stuff to it. So, yeah. Makes it worse. Yeah, absolutely. Agriculture does methane emissions, it does nitrous oxide emissions, big time. Yeah, those are the really bad ones for the agricultural industry. And the nitrous oxide is very poorly constrained at the moment because whenever you try and measure the fluxes of nitrous oxide, you go to one piece of soil in the paddock, you hit one value, you go to another part, you get a totally different value. And it's very hard to get a representative idea. Because of the bugs in the ground, their populations are highly dispersed. And so the amount of the perturbation then, you'll recall from first year, is quite a small looking number, 5 these petakilograms per year. But the perturbation on top of the background is sufficient enough to produce a steady incline. The steady incline, though, is not all that steady. Over the last couple of years, there have been big spikes in the rate of increase, which are not really well understood, except for the fact to say that man may be now entering into a very unstable sort of position in the climate change scenario where due to the increase in carbon dioxide starting to move outside a regular trend, we could expect the climate to start moving out of control as well. This is the amounts of carbon that are being introduced into the atmosphere each year. And as you can see, at the start, in the early days of the industrial period, it was quite small amounts, but it's gone up in quite a spectacular fashion over the last few years. This will keep going for a while. China, I had a bit of a look when they were putting on the Olympic Games there. how they're actually powering all of this stuff. And they're putting in new coal-fired power stations at some ridiculous number, like it's 1 or 2 a week or something like that. So this will not fix in a big hurry. This plot's out of an old book, but it gives you the idea that the record in Moana Life, which is published in lots of books and stuff like that, this is exactly the same in Australia. So this is out of the Cape Grim stage line, stationed down at Tasmania. And it's a wee bit harder to see the seasonal trends there, but the same baseline is going up. It doesn't matter where around the globe you measure it.